It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Good morning, JD in the Bush. Sports on tap. Yeah, and a last meaningful weekend for preseason football, if there is a meaningful weekend of preseason football.
Meaningful weekend of injuries.
OBJ.
Yeah, you know that one.
Spencer Ware.
Yeah. That's
Julian Edelman.
That's the biggie. Julian Edelman. It's not like they don't have anybody to take his place. They got plenty of people to throw the rock to him.
Yeah, you know, there's something about him, though. His stats are better than Gronkowski's. He's the catalyst. He's that heartbeat that makes things go.
Minitron.
Which is weird because you look at Edelman, he's anything. You know, good-looking, short, diminutive guy with his pants rolled up and his little hockey beard. He reminds me of one of those guys I see at the 3rd Street Promenade getting in my way as I'm trying to go to Benihana's. Move, dude. Okay, I'm here first. I'll cross-check you. Okay, get out of here. My name's Bush. I work at KLOS. You know, those kind of guy. You just came from Barnes & Noble. I want to smack that book out of his hands. And, oh, wait a minute. You're a receiver for the Patriots. That's how good Tom Brady is. He makes anybody look
You're a lot more intimidating on skates, too. Absolutely. That much taller.
Well, I skate around Santa Monica all the time.
Yeah, I know. Out on the sidewalk. I've seen that before. It's funny. You should really throw rollerblades. So the other big thing of the weekend, though, is the super fight. All this talk, all this hype, all this blah, blah, blah. And that's what I've been saying all along is blah, blah, blah. And it went down exactly the way that I said it would go down. That he would keep him at bay, let him punch himself out, get him in the middle round, start peppering him a little bit, and put him away in the last few rounds. That's exactly what happened. And if the referee doesn't stop that fight, he is on the mat. Another 10 seconds and he's on the mat, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And you're right. It went like that. The only thing, I didn't think McGregor would look as good as he did the first few rounds. So I'm like, is Floyd, I honestly, I'm going back and I'm watching the tape, and Floyd's actually whispering to him, okay, go ahead and hit me here. Okay. I'm turning to the left, I'm turning to the right. You know, it's me being the cynic. I'm a pessimist. I don't trust anyone in my family, for example. I'm just always that way, thinking someone's out to get you. And really, look, they wanted to put on a show, but at the end of the day, were you entertained? Did you have fun
for a couple hours while
you're eating pizza and wings?
Entertainment.
That's what it is.
You know, that's what it is. And you know what? You ask yourself this. Were you not entertained?
Right.
Of course you were.
Correct.
But you know what? That means you're going to get more of this, because if the pay-per-view went the way that they hoped that it would go, to be, you know, 500, 600 million or whatever the prediction was, to break all records, if that happens, you're going to see more of this. I mean, this is the same thing as Hollywood. It's entertainment. It's like you put a hit movie out, and it's like, oh, the next thing you know, there's a sequel. Oh, it's not, it needs to be a trilogy. You know, the same thing happens here.
Yeah, people want something a little different. They like that MMA, mixing it up with the boxers. But now, who's the big boxing name now that Mayweather's gone and out of things? And after McGregor, who's next in line?
I know, you got to reach now.
It'll be somebody. We'll have it happen somewhere. I mean, look, they do that in music. We work in the music circles. Oh, my God, Jay-Z's doing a song with Dierks Bentley of country with Axel in the background. Whoa, that's awesome. They're transforming the world, singing We Are the World. Oh my God, it was epic. What? The song sucks in the first place, and I like only one of those three guys. I mean, really, come on, man. What are we talking about here? But,
well,
you know, you mix
as far as
apples and oranges or something together and call it a pie.
Exactly. I mean, there's no championship, there's no belt on the line, but were you entertained? That's
I was,
the question.
Because A, I bootlegged it, and I didn't have to pay for the pizza and wings. I got in a little bit late. Oh, sorry, guys, I'll hit you next time. So they wouldn't take my EBT card as payment. So you know what? I got off scot-free for the night. So I was plenty entertained.
I was not entertained. I was not entertained. It was exactly what I said it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was. It paid off the same way. And those guys both go grinning, walking out of the arena with $100 million in their pocket each.
Right. And they're both at the VIP bar later, sharing a table, popping the Ace of Spades bottle, saying, ha-ha, we pulled one over on you. When these guys flew city to city, JD, they were on the same jets.
Yeah.
They were on the same jets.
Yeah.
So they really, they hate each other?
And how can you hate each other 1 second,
right,
and then after the fight, Conor McGregor's like, oh, he changed his game plan 3 times during the fight. You know, you got to respect that. I mean, he did everything he needed to do, so, you know, I respect that.
Right.
Wait, half an hour ago, you were telling us what a piece of crap he was.
Correct. Yeah, you can't hate anybody and share a ride to work with him. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why you won't ride with me to work. I'm like, JD, can I give you a ride? No, not really,
it's
Rob.
It's the old Warner Brothers cartoon, you know, the coyote and the dog.
Correct.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The guy's punching in and going to work and punching out and
absolutely
getting on the Learjet.
I mean, it's, oh, man. Yeah. But look, people liked it. They were entertained. And like I said, great way to spend a Saturday. What else are you going to do? Watch week 3 of the NFL? You going to watch the Dodgers win another game? Honestly, that was a bigger news story. The Dodgers got shut out at home.
How about that? I mean, not only lost, but got shut out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about some more baseball.
You know, they could lose like 62 in a row, and they're still
above 500.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I could lose the last 30 games and still be win by 15.
Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton, what this guy's doing to the baseball is rude.
Oh.
He's at 49. He didn't hit one yesterday.
I hope he doesn't come here.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you love to have... I mean, my God, that's baseball needs a salary cap. I want to institute. There should be no way the Dodgers are spending what they are on this team.
Come on.
They're twice the payroll of the Yankees now. How do they do it? Yeah, that's why that Dodger dog used to pay $6 for it. Right, the Dodger dogs are $11.50 now. You didn't know that, right? I would love to go there from one game to the next and have the guy in front of you changing the sign. Just like, you ever seen the people change a gas station?
Just get them in the cart. Just get the bacon-wrapped dogs in the cart before you go in, okay? Those are much more reasonably priced.
Have you ever seen them change the gas signs, like, as they're actually physically changing them? Right.
Uh-huh.
Right, and there's some oil spill over there in Ecuador. Oh, God, watch this. Oh, there, it went up $4 a gallon. That's exactly what you're going to be paying at Doyer Stadium. Thanks, Granderson.
That's okay, as long as they bring the hardware home. Right. That's all that matters. All right, so some baseball on the way as well. And Jim Brown says, stand up. We'll tell you more. It's coming up. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, look at that. It's Rock Southern California.
All right. KLOS, Sports on Tap.
Good morning.
JD in the bush. I mentioned a moment ago that the Browns are all standing. Well, was it how many last week?
12.
12 of them. 12 of them decided that they were going to take a knee for the anthem.
Because of the racial injustices that go on in the world and everything.
And so they want to protest at an NFL preseason game.
Why not, you know?
Well, I'll tell you why not. At
world,
least in Cleveland,
world hunger.
Because Jim Brown says so. Jim Brown apparently met with the Browns team earlier. Yeah, he has a little bit of pull there still, I guess. Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who's somebody that we talk to on a fairly regular basis during football season at our other job. And she said that he went in there and said, you know, don't respect your country and you don't respect your flag. And basically, you know, put the bug in their ear, and next thing you know, what happened on Saturday night?
Yeah, they all stood. They all stood, and it actually began even earlier in the week. It was like Wednesday or Thursday. There was like 1,000 people that are usually all unemployed, because most protesters are, you know, don't have anything to do. So they show up there outside the NFL headquarters. Kaepernick needs to be signed. You're blackballing the guy. No, Kaepernick isn't signed because he was on a 2-14 team last year, okay? And both wins came against the Rams, and that's pretty sorry. That's why Kaepernick's not playing, and he fumbled the ball at the goal line all the time, and he's more balls than he has brains. That's the reality of things. Look at all the chumps the NFL has signed over the course of the years. Is really signing Kaepernick because he takes a knee in the anthem, is it that big of a PR nightmare for people? When we're bringing back wife beaters, drug users, all that kind of stuff. No, I'm sorry. Kaepernick still can't play. He's got some athletic gifts, but he's a liability for a lot of people.
It's kind of the Ray Rice thing, you know? I mean, you got to be able to play the game. You're not entitled to, you know, in this very elite billionaires club, these guys make up the rules, and you're going to play by them or you're not going to play. And they may decide whether you play or don't play. Again, there's no right. You can't take the NFL owners to court and sue for a job.
Yeah, collusion. Really? Because we all get together and don't want to hire you. I mean, they care about talent. They care about winning. Kaepernick's going to sell tickets more than anything. That's exactly what he's going to do because he's polarizing.
He's selling jerseys.
Yes, he sells jerseys. But these the unemployed people, they show up and they're there, you know, protesting whatever it is. But Jim Brown says, Kaepernick, you did this to yourself. I would never desecrate the flag. I would never do this and that to the anthem. You know, you got what you got coming. Mm-hmm. And the fact that an African-American male says that to another African-American male, great. I loved to see it because it's always been a white versus a black thing. You know, you need this guy to stand up with you.
There's so much color in all of this controversy.
The fact that Jim Brown, who's as black as it gets.
That's a factor.
Is he not a civil rights guy?
Absolutely.
He walks around with his cool little Africa hat on.
Yes,
I tried to get one online. I can't even find one. You know, but he's that good of a guy. So when he speaks, and it's, okay. And then now the Browns, I don't know, maybe this thing goes away and dies a little bit.
But, well, we also have this news. Not that the Los Angeles is a haven for Cleveland Brown fans. I don't think Cleveland is a haven for Cleveland Brown fans outside of the dog pound in that one end zone.
Yeah, there's a guy who owns a bar in West Hollywood, right. John Ericocki. That's it.
But other than that, I don't know. However, there is this story that has just been announced out of Cleveland that is a little bit shocking when you think about the dollars involved.
Absolutely. And that's Brock Osweiler.
Osweiler, $72 million. This guy goes to Houston last year in the offseason. Brock Osweiler was the guy who,
in Denver,
the Broncos had a really good defense. He babysat things when Peyton Manning was hurt, okay? And they managed to win games. It must be Osweiler. No, it's not. It's a guy named Von Miller and your really good defense. Aqib Talib. That's
anyway,
really the reason
he got
there.
He and his agent convinced the Houston Texans to give him $72 million.
Because he babysat things when Peyton Manning was broken. Peyton Manning had the lowest rating ever of a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And people are like, Peyton won another Super Bowl. He was disgusting in that Super
Bowl. Okay, get out of Denver for crying out loud.
Okay, so
he goes to Houston. Jesus.
He lasts 1 year. Well, sorry, I keep thinking it's a 9-minute segment here, okay? Like it's a sports show.
No,
he lasts 1 year in Houston, and then they trade him. They trade him to Cleveland.
1 year. Mm-hmm. One miserable year with DeAndre Hopkins to throw to, and he couldn't be successful with that guy.
So he goes to Cleveland. Hasn't even started yet. Season hasn't started yet, and he's been supplanted. He's been
by a rookie,
Bernie Kosar. They said, Bernie, you can come back. You're that old. You can come back because this guy sucks so
Kizer.
Bad. DeSean Kizer of Notre Dame.
The rookie out of Notre Dame
has won the starting job for the Browns.
This is why you hear the Browns are doormats every year. Here you go again.
This is another reason why I don't care that they got the number Miles Garrett overall, number one. Great.
You can give them all the number one picks you want. They're always the Browns.
You can have an awesome defense. Great. Now you're going to lose every game 9-3. Okay. You're not going to be able to score. Cleveland, period. That's how it is. You know, every year, you know, I pick a dog and I bet against him every single
week.
And I do okay. A couple years ago, it was Jacksonville. They were 5-1. Last year, it was Cleveland. Cleveland went 1-15.
Yep.
This year, it's the Jets.
Is it?
But I may double down on Cleveland every single week as well. I can retire early.
You may go back to the well on Cleveland, honestly.
And
no disrespect to DeSean Kizer, but I mean, if that's what they're, that's the way they're evaluating things there, they went out and spent the money and made the draft move to get Brock Osweiler to come in there and be their quarterback, and he gets beat out in camp 90 days later by a rookie?
From Notre Dame.
Ugh.
Notre Dame hasn't had a good quarterback since that guy played in the Bay Area. I mean, really. Whatever. I refuse
whatever
to say his name. Whatever his name is,
Played for a couple teams.
Always wore red. Receiver number 80. Man. Whatever. Second best behind
You want to do a little rock out? Have you got your script? Are you ready to rock?
I've never been more ready.
All right. What we've got up for grabs. Well, we'll tell you what we've got up for grabs.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Up for grabs, tickets to see Sammy Hagar in the Circle. That's out of Glen Helen coming up September. The 10th.
Before Halloween, okay?
I couldn't read the date.
You'll go. Find time, people.
The 10th. You got to identify this song for us, though, Rob.
When I drive that slow. You know it's hard to steer. I can't get my car out of second gear. What used to take 2 hours now takes all day.
Must be frustrating driving with you.
Oh, it is. Well,
2 hours.
I got a stick. You know, my Jeep's a stick, and we're in L.A. on the freeway.
800-955-KLOS. If you can identify that song, we have tickets for you to see Sammy Hagar in the Circle. Call us now, 800-955, and good luck.
Call 955.
Tickets for Sammy Hagar in the Circle out of Glen Helen. That's coming up September 10th. If you can identify this song.
When I drive that slow, you know it's hard to steer? And I can't get my car out of second gear. What used to take 2 hours now takes all day!
Still sounds like Sam Kinison.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, back to school.
What did
Rodney
he cover?
Page,
was it
awesome.
Was it Under My Thumb that Sam did? It was Under My Thumb, right? One of the cover. One of these days you're going to do that.
When he gets into it with Rodney and back to school, he says, say it! Say it!
Good answer.
Oh!
Good answer. I like you.
Go to the phones, 800-955-KLOS. Mike's in Irvine. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Mark, you got this one? You think you know what song that is?
Oh, definitely. I can't drive 55.
Neither can I. Mike, good job. Sammy Hagar in the Circle, Glen Helen Amphitheater, September 10th. Pair of tickets just for you, my friend. Hold on, okay?
Woohoo!
There you go. Collective Soul on that bill, too. That's going to be fun stuff coming up Sunday, September 10th. All right,
there
good.
You go.
A little Sammy.
Start of the NFL season.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
That's right.
A little Sammy. There we go.
There it is.
All right, you drive.
55?
Yeah, well, I can't.